Welcome back to our B&I San Diego podcast. And as you can see, I've got one of my favorite co-hosts who just put himself on mute. So make sure you take yourself off mute. And Alex Terranova. Alex, welcome back.
I like being the favorite. That's great. Like, all kids want to be the favorite. All podcasts.
You're one of my top three. So that's like fantastic.
What do I have to do to stay in the top three? Are there like
We're coming back on a regular basis. We're killing it on topics. You've just got good energy. You're just all around great. And I'm excited that you're in one of our local B&I San Diego chapters.
Thanks. So yeah, me too. Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to actually say it's great to have you back. So for those of you who want to know that story, listen to the very first one, the first podcast that Alex and I did, because he actually talks a little bit about that. So Alex, welcome back. What are we talking about today?
Serving up a great referral.
I like the topic so far.
And I think the language is important. Like, so I'm imagining when I say it, like you're serving it up on a platter.
Yep.
You know, I was thinking about if you and I went to a great restaurant or saw a great movie and we were just gushing over the food or the movie. The way we would go tell people in our lives, right? We all know what that is, right? Oh my God, you got to check out this restaurant, right? I had, you know, we described the food, the dining, the view is incredible. Got to go. And then people are like, I got to go to this restaurant, right? It's like, because it's a no-brainer. Rarely are you gushing over a restaurant that people are like, not interested. but if you're... It's weird. Like, why don't we do that about the people in our lives that really make a difference, right? It could be anything from a dentist, to your contractor, to your coach, to your B&I group, the actual whole group. That what if you gushed about people in that same way?
So I have to tell you, first off, as you were talking, and you were talking about how when you've been to a good restaurant or something, I don't know if it's that Pavlovian dog thing, but my mouth started salivating, right? and it's to that point, and I think that's what you're trying to get across. When you serve it up properly, you're creating an appetite for that person to want it, to want to know more. So I love that visual that you created, and it literally my mouth started watering. I mean, that's like, you know, who doesn't love a good, you know, a good meal or a good movie, or when you get a good deal on tires at, you know, wherever it is, all of those things are applicable to what we're talking about. And yes, why are we not doing it more?
Yeah. And I think about sometimes like handing someone a business card of someone else's business is like handing a coupon to the restaurant. Yeah. It's useful. But if you handed me a coupon to a restaurant, I'm not running to that restaurant. If you hand me a business card, it's like, okay, maybe I'll get around to calling this person. Unless I'm actually desperate, right? If I'm like desperate for that thing and you're like, call this person, that's different. But I don't think most of the time we're not handing out desperate referrals in B&I. We're actually trying to put people together for business. It's not, there are times where people are in a jam and they really need a lawyer, right? And you're like, I got a great lawyer. But often it's like the ongoing everyday life things that we're passing business for. And I'm thinking about how instead of just, hey, here, you should call this plumber I know. He's great. Like, maybe I'm not going to, you know, I don't know how many people get excited to call a plumber, first of all. But the way that there are ways you could serve that up, even a plumber or any business that is, let's say, not as like the... I don't have a better word, but maybe the like businesses that aren't super sexy, but that we all need, that are very important. Those businesses, there's ways you can serve those up, and you could do this with any business. And I think it's about how do you create that like gushing energy in regards to anyone that you're referring. And I can like dive into that. I feel like you want to know more, but I want to go into the details of how to do that.
I do, but I actually just had a thought. So you had mentioned about, you know, handing someone a business card, the idea of the coupon, how people would look at it, like no big deal. But what would you do if somebody handed you a $1,000 bill? How would you treat that in your hand? Right.
Well, very special because there's no such thing. So it would be like, right, yeah, you would treasure
Yeah. Or
that.
you know, what else I was thinking, because that's the value of what that
Could be,
business card is. It could be $1,000. It could be $20,000. It could be $1 million that they're literally handing you. How would you want that served up? The other element that I thought of in B&I, I've, you know, we're a global organization. I've had wonderful opportunities to meet people from all over the world, and it's been interesting. Those in the Asian market, those in the in Asian regions, when they come to the US or we're interacting at a global conference, I love the way they make a production out of handing a business card to somebody. It's not just, hey, here. They actually face it towards the person. It's two-handed, and they're passing it over. So they're doing just that. They're teeing it up.
Yeah, it's presented. I've seen that.
Yes.
And it's very culturally, it's kind of extraordinary to take
Yeah.
that much care and time to hand someone your business card. But it is, there's reverence to it.
Yeah, that's a good word.
I think, I don't love the idea of handing. Now, if I'm going to make a production out of it, hand out business cards. I actually currently don't even have business cards
I'm with you on that one.
because what I noticed is a lot, it's post-COVID, so many technology things have changed with business cards. I end up with stacks of them that I'm like confused about who's who, right? They just end up taking up a lot of space. And I'm not saying I've thought about getting them again. I don't think they're bad. It's just I think there's more powerful ways to connect people,
Absolutely.
and the thing that I love that you said that way that it's presented with like two hands, I think that's how we should present all referrals or the connections when we make people. So, for instance, it takes a little longer. It's not as quick, but if I were going to refer someone to you, doesn't matter what it's for, or I was going to refer you to someone else, I would write an email introducing both parties. And I would talk up both people. Ed, meet Jane. Jane, meet Ed. Jane, Ed is the most funny, like, here, I'll let Ed is the best podcast host. Ed serves up questions that make me sound great. He makes sure we edit out all the bad things. He's funny. He's easy to talk to. He really wants to provide value. And so on and so on. Well, by the time Jane is done reading that, it's like, wow, this Ed guy is amazing, right? And then Ed, this is all about Jane, right? And you're like, wow, this person seems amazing. And I think, and you're doing it's not a copy and pasted, right? I'm actually speaking to who these people are to me, for me, the impact they've had on me, why they're unique and special. And at the end of that, I think it's pretty hard to be like, I'm not really interested in talking to this person or reaching out to this person. I've just gushed over both these people, just like I would gush over the restaurant. They should be almost like clamoring to get to each other.
Well, and another word, I think, when I think of the word gush, at least for with what we do, I think it's that element of credibility. You're really teeing up their credibility, because the other person has no idea who I am or you are, depending on the other side of that referral. What you're doing is you're building this person up in such a way that, you know, when they call, it's like, oh my gosh, Ed, I've been waiting for your call. Who doesn't love that? Right. And that's how we want to be able to, you know, how to serve it up, how to tee it up, how to present it with our fellow referral partners. I love that. Love, love, love that.
It also breaks the ice, right? If you this is kind of a funny one. My cousin just referred somebody to me for the men's retreats I lead. And she wrote, if you could have seen Alex back in the day, he was the poster child for, and I'm going to bleep out what I'm going to say next. And she went, and now he's, and she said all these wonderful things. In my response to the guy, I was like, wow, that was a little harsh. I don't know if I was the poster child for blank, blank, and blank. But it gave me a way. It like also opens the door to give me a way to create the conversation. So that there's some personalness, There's some humanness. They can feel my personality. We get a sense of each other, who each other are, right? We do business with people because, like, hey, I just need a plumber right now. But we don't become loyal to the plumber or the lawyer or the doctor or the printer or the dog walker because they just do a service. We become loyal and refer them because of who they're be like the last podcast we did, who they're being, how they show up. They make us feel something. We feel connected to them. We feel safe with them. And I think that really serving up that referral or that connection that way is the teeing off point of that of two people being able to connect in that way.
Well, and to look at it from the flip side of this, if we're going to be, if we're the one that somebody is teeing up, how would we want them to do that? You know, what's the language that we would want them to say? How, what's the emotion, the emotional trigger that we may want, you know, like you said about, you know, when they said, you know, if you knew Alex before and to see him now, there's some emotional triggers that you know, that click, and it's like, oh wow, I can't wait to know Alex, 'cause you know, I mean, just from what, you know, was said.
And the also, if you know, right, if I know I'm connecting you to, let's say another person who has a podcast, right? I don't know. Do you have kids?
Yes,
I don't know.
four
Okay.
daughters.
Okay. So let's say I was connecting in one connection. I was connecting you to someone who I know is single and has a podcast. I'm probably going to leave out, oh, and he's a father of four. If I don't think that's going to get them necessarily as excited, right? Because I'm going to speak to the things that I know will connect you to. Whereas if I'm referring you to someone who is also a father, you're both great dads. Maybe you're both dads of daughters, right? Then I'm like, you both have daughters. I know you how committed you are to your daughters and being present in their life or whatever the thing is. And now I'm giving you all the building blocks to start a really to create a relationship.
So it's that element of building commonality. Because when you know, it's interesting, years ago, I was in the auto business for a period of time. And I did some training with some people in the auto business and, you know, working with some of the salespeople. And one of the things that we would teach is from the moment you shake somebody's hand to the moment you actually touch a car, the goal is to create some dialogue to find commonality. Because when you transition from not knowing each other to finding something in common, now it's not a sale, now it's a relationship. And how everything happens beyond that is completely different than it's no longer transactional, it's relational.
Really well said. And you go back to when you want to interact with people you have relationships with, right? I mean, I know people I do business with that if I'm like really honest, I don't know that they're the best at the thing they do. I think I could get it a better person, but I really like them. I really like them. I like what they stand for. I like their family. I want to support them, you know? And I think that ultimately at the end of the day, like they have to still do a job sufficient that I'm satisfied with, right? They can't, it's not like they can just tank the job. But that relationship has some legs on it, just as much as doing good work has legs on it.
Oh, big time. And that's why the element of getting to know people and building those business professional, both, I think there's an element of a professional relationship, but also tying in a little bit of personal relationship, because it makes you want to help them even more, which means I want to serve it up even better, so that interaction that they have with the referral that I'm sending them goes really well.
Here's another piece that you can add in. And it can be overkill. You need to know like where to use it and put it in. You know, when you get introduced, if I walked in, if I was coming to speak to a BNI chapter and you had me as a special guest speaker, you would introduce me, right? We even do that at every for the whoever the speaker is that day, we introduce them. We set them up, right? We give them credibility. It lets you know a little bit about them. It's a mini version of if you were going to speak to a room full of people. If you know, right, if you are introducing me to someone and you know that person really cares about credentials, well, then in that it's like, hey, Alex has is credentialed by the International Coach Federation. He's he's credentialed by this performance mastery program, right? All these different things. If you're talking to someone who you're like, they don't care about that. You're like, oh wait, Alex was featured in Yahoo. Alex was featured, right? Whatever things, right? They care about those things. Maybe they don't care about those things, right? You're like, oh, but they like in-person events. Alex leads retreats. You're literally giving the highlight reel that to the person that you with the like ingredients you know they love,
Yeah,
basically.
no, that's a great way to put it. That's a great visual. Excuse me. That you just pointed out. You're pointing out, and again, that's the difference between in B&I we call the difference between a lead and a referral, where the referral there's it takes a little bit more work, but it's so worth it because you're teeing it up so that when that person receives it, they're able to knock it out of the park. And by going the extra mile of highlighting the things that you know that are important to the person is huge. Absolutely huge.
I want to share doing this well not only results in business, right? That's like a clear, we all want that. But doing this well can result in friendships that go so far beyond. One of my best friends stood at the altar with me at the wedding is a guy I gave a referral to in BNI. I didn't know him before BNI.
No
When
way.
we sat, this was in our La Jolla, the La Jolla chapter, we sat across from each other. Never would have thought this guy would have been a friend. Just did would not have predicted that. We did a one-to-one. I was like, yeah, nice guy. Kind of, that was about it. I was like, nice guy. Like, let me see if I can get him some business because we're in the same chapter. And I gave him a referral and I teed it up as best I could. It worked out. And then he called me and said, I want to take you to dinner because you just gave me this massive amount of business. We went to dinner and we became friends. And a couple years later, he's standing, not, he wasn't my best man, but he was up there
One of the
with
guy,
me.
yeah.
And I swear that the way I teed him up, it wasn't the one-to-one. The one-to-one was fine. It was the way I teed him up that got him that business, that the snowball effect has him be to this day, what, like probably five years later or 6 years later now, one of my best friends.
So it's the what's the word that I'm thinking of? Is it catalyst? It's the catalyst point. It's that point of just that thing that just really, because in order for the ball to start moving, it's got to be there. What's that point to get it to start rolling down the hill? Oh man, I love this conversation. Holy moly. This
I
is a
think
good one. This is a fun one.
there's such an I so much of the work I do is around leadership, and one of my biggest components in leadership that I teach is whoever goes first wins. And look, in relationships, that's like who says I'm sorry first, who forgives first, who sometimes makes choices first. There's no right way, but it's like whoever goes first wins, and in partnership. And I think that this applies to referrals. It applies to serving it up. It's like go first and set people up to win, and then you will win. We don't realize it. We don't do it for that, right? We're not giver's gain is what we say. But I'm not giving you business and then sitting there going, he better give it back to me. But actually, it
That quid
feels
pro
good.
quo.
Yeah, giving you business feels good. And it's fun. And seeing you succeed actually feels good. And then it always does find its way back to you, right? With that guy, it found its way back to me in a best friend. And in other people, it's found its way back as money. In other people, it's found its way back as podcasts and all sorts of things, right?
I liked how you put that. When you go first, what came to mind was a saying that we've got: show up to give. Whatever you're doing, show up to give. If you're not setting somebody up for success, Why would you even do anything?
Yeah.
And again, it goes back to what's your standard? If your standard is success, then every person that you refer, everything you do, you want to set them up for success, which means, as you said, you know, really teeing it up and serving it up in a proper way so that they can then knock it out of the park.
100%. Yeah.
Alex, as always, I thoroughly enjoy our conversations. It's always thought-provoking. I'm leaving away with a chunk of things so that the next time I'm able to refer to someone, I'm now thinking about how do I go about serving it up the right way with anticipation and all those things. Thank you so much for being on with us again. I look forward to many, many, many more conversations. And I love, because that's what this is. This is, you know, two friends having a great conversation about some really good stuff. So I really appreciate it. Thank you for joining us today.
You do a great job. I love it. I've done a lot of podcasts. Every host does not serve it up and make their guests look great, and you always do. So thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah. And to our listeners, thank you again for joining us. We look forward to having you back with us next week. We've got some more incredible guests, and we'll let you know ahead of time when we've got Alex coming back, because he's one you definitely don't want to miss. I hope you all have a great rest of your week, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks, everyone. Thanks again, Alex.
This episode of the BNI San Diego podcast has been brought to you by Cruise Productions, a San Diego-based video production company and proud BNI member. You can find us at the intersection where business and creativity meet, or online at cruiseproductionsinc.com.